song, a book, and a dish.
On 702.
A song, a book, and a dish. And for this edition of A Song, A Book and A Dish, we welcome Nomcebo Zigodi. She's a multi-platinum selling singer. She is, of course, recently been spotted with the likes of Zex Bantwini and Vota Karaman at the Grammys. And they secured that one. Huge accolade for South African artists, certainly at this time. Nomcebo, good afternoon. Good to have you. And thank you very much for joining us on 702 Drive.
Afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Has it settled? I mean, how are you still feeling? Are you still pinching yourself? Do you still wake up, look at it in your cabinet and say, oh, that looks nice?
Pinching myself because, you know, things like this, sometimes we think they are maybe for other people, but not me, you know. I don't know whether I look down on myself, but I've never thought that one day I'll be a Grammy winner, you know.
Yeah. Where did you grow up? I mean, what was the environment that I suppose would have shaped how you think of yourself and how you would progress in life and what you would be able to achieve?
I grew up in Hammersdale, in a small location called Mpumalanga Township. It's between Pietermaritzburg and Pinetown.
Yeah, and what are you talking about? I mean, as a child growing up, did you immediately realize that you've got a singing talent?
Yes, I knew that I wanted to be a singer. Also, I wanted to be an actress. You know, I always been that child that wanted to see myself on TV. I used to say, even if maybe I'm doing adverts, but I need to be there on TV, you know. So, yeah, it has been my life. And I remember at school, I used to sing. I used also to do acting, you know, but not professionally, of course. Like, you know, when you're playing as kids. So I knew exactly that I wanted to be a singer.
Yeah. Of the three of you, and we've got three siblings, you're the third one in line. Are you all singers?
No. Not okay. My sister is a singer, but not professionally. But you'll find her maybe when there are funerals, she will start songs, or maybe the weddings. You know, she's that kind of a singer, or maybe a church. But she's not like myself. She's not professional. And even if you tell her about being professional about music, she would tell you that no, I can't sing in that level. I'm okay where I'm at, you know. So my brother also is not a singer. Actually, we were four. I'm the last one. The third one passed away. So it was my sister, two brothers, and then myself.
All right.
So
and where does then the music conversation come from?
I don't know, man. You know, when you are talented, you are not, you're not waiting for people to tell you that, can you sing? Or it just happens naturally. I remember at home, I used to sing very loud. Sometimes my neighbors would be like, hey, Nomcebo, you are making noise, you know? And I will just shut up for maybe 2 seconds and I will go on again. I think also because of the love, not because maybe I was disrespectful, but because of, I don't know, maybe the love of music or what. So at an early age, I knew exactly that I'm going to be a singer.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell us then, what the dinner table conversations are like, if they are happening at the dinner table. You're saying your dad was a doctor, your mother was self-employed. What was happening during mealtime?
Okay, to tell you, you know, I've never seen my father because my mother tells me that when she was pregnant, my father passed away. So I don't know any experience of my father. I don't have that experience of my father. My mother was actually in a polygamy. So right after my father passed away, we moved to Hammersdale. So it wasn't easy because I was raised by now a single parent. So my mother was doing a lot of things, you know, You know, when you are a single parent, you can do a vendor. Sometimes you can do, you know, she was doing a lot of things to make sure that there's food in a table, even though sometimes life wasn't easy.
Yeah. So she's an entrepreneur in the informal sector in that way. What would be the, you know, in African homes, we have a staple that we would eat pretty much throughout the week, but maybe on Sunday we'd have that special dish that we'd set out. We call it seven colors. Apparently, it's meant to mean several colors, but I don't know how we got to seven colors.
I've never experienced that at home. You know, it was actually a shock for me when I came to Joburg to realize that, oh my gosh, there's something called seven colors when it's Sundays, you know. So at home, there was nothing like that. You'll find that it's Sunday and my mom will go to her garden and take the spinach. She will cook spinach for us. And we were not worried because I didn't know that on Sundays you need to cook something special. So she will cook spinach and pap will be fine, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes cabbage, sometimes chicken feet, or maybe chicken itself, or maybe like it will depend.
And how did you then pick up this? This would be my favorite. I mean, you say samp. I think now your taste has elevated a bit. You're liking oxtail, but of course there's still the basic amasi and cream. How did you pick up what would be your favorite?
Oh my gosh. I still love amasi even today, especially amasi with cream. I don't know. I just love oxtail. I love bones. I love African food. There's so much that I love. Even with me, it wasn't easy to mention just one thing because I also, like, there's so many things that I love. But make sure that if you want to impress me, there is amasi or there is oxtail, you know. I can't even tell you how I ended up loving the two, but I know that I love oxtail. Also, maybe because my husband is very good in cooking, so he nails oxtail. When it comes to oxtail, he will do wonders.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to coming for that oxtail. You must ask your husband to
prepare.
You
must come one day. Hey, even myself, bro, I'm a good cook. So never ever think that maybe I'm bad when it comes to cooking. I'm also good.
Yeah.
We always, it's always a competition. You know, when he cooks something today, I'll be like, hey, tomorrow I'll make sure that I'll cook something better. It's a pity that we are always away, so we don't have time to cook. We do have our helper. Sometimes we help then they. So, but we love cooking together.
That's fantastic. And of course, we know you cook a whole lot of great tunes in the studio. Did you at any point when you were recording Jerusalem imagine, I mean, of course, nobody knew there was going to be a pandemic, but did you imagine how inspirational that song was going to be in a time when we were really, really in trouble as a world?
Not even, to tell you the honest truth, I went to the studio, I recorded that song, and I was even feeling like, you know what, I can't do this song now, it's very late, can I do it tomorrow? I want to make sure that I nail it, you know? But then people in the studio, they're like, no, why are you afraid? Maybe that song you did with Kanyani, are you sure that you're the one who wrote that song? And I was like, oh my gosh. So now just because I was saying we must do it tomorrow, you guys would think maybe I'm not the one who wrote the Emma Zulini song. Then I asked everyone to go out and write the song in studio. Believe me, I didn't know the song was going to be that big. And when I wrote that song, before I wrote the song, or maybe during me writing that song, I had a depression because things were not going well. So I wrote that song not realizing that it's going to be big. But I remember we went home very late. When I got home, I slept. In the morning, I went to gym. On my way driving to the gym, I remember putting the song on radio while driving, and the song played. And in the middle, I believe me on this one, there was a voice. Everything just went dark. I couldn't see the road. I remember even you know, now in a way losing control, you know. I had the voice saying to me, Nomcebo, this is going to be a big song worldwide. And I cried. I said, oh God, what are you saying to me? You're saying this is going to be a big song. I said, oh my God, Nomcebo, come back, come back. Because now I was going out from the road, you know.
Sure.
So that's the only thing that I know that it's happened. And even that, I didn't think that the song was going to be this big. I told my husband about it, and he didn't take me serious. He was thinking that, ah, really? Okay, maybe the song is going to be big only South Africa. We didn't think that the song is going to be big worldwide. And I'm not even a person that goes to church every Sunday. I do love God so much. I do pray. Even at that time, I was fasting. I do such when I'm home, like to do fast or do fasting or maybe pray. But sometimes, you know, I will judge people, and I'm sorry, God must forgive me. You know, sometimes when I see pastors doing miracles, I'll be like, ah, they started, they are lying. But after what happened to me, I realized that not everyone that is lying. Because even me, sometimes I'll be afraid to share this with people because I feel like they will think, ah, this one is lying, you know. But I'm happy that my husband, I did share it with him, that there was a word that spoke with me to tell me that this is going to be a big song and all of that, you know. So that was the only thing that I didn't even keep it in my mind, because I was like, ah, like I didn't take it serious, even though it was something that it wasn't usual.
Yes.
But I didn't put it in my mind that, wow, oh, this is going to be a good song. Ah, no.
Great.
You know, I just forgot about it. Later on, I remembered that, oh my gosh, this is what I saw, or I remember that there was a word that actually visited me. So now this is what is happening, you know.
Nomcebo, well, Emazulwini is the song that got it all going for you, and it is your favorite song choice for this afternoon. We appreciate you, and thank you very much for coming on and sharing your story with us here on 702 Drive.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks a lot. And thank you to the listeners at home. I'm pleading to them to continue supporting me. Their support really means a lot to me.
Here it is, Emazulwini.